Hello, That's Entertainment listeners. It's your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone here. So, unfortunately, Aunt Beth and I do not have a full-length episode for you this week, but since I do like to be putting content out for you at least once every 2 weeks, I decided to put together a little mini-episode here. Now, if you listen to one of the mini-episodes I put out, the one explaining our plans for the coming holiday season, you might remember that I mentioned some ideas that were floating around in my head for segments that we might explore for future episodes. And that's what we're doing here right now. One of the ideas I had was Karaoke Corner, in which I select some musicians and bands, or someone selects them for me, and I select which songs recorded by those musical artists are the best songs to perform at karaoke. So that's what we're doing here right now. This is the first Karaoke Corner mini-episode of That's Entertainment. And the bands that I am selecting the best karaoke songs of are the ones that Aunt Beth has chosen for me. And she decided, I asked her to send me a few bands, and she decided to go with her three favorite bands of all time. They are The Beatles, The Moody Blues, and Steely Dan. So I'm going to go ahead and pick out what I think are the best songs from those three bands' discographies to perform at a karaoke session. Now, when it comes to picking out the best karaoke song, my criteria is thus. You want to pick a song that the crowd at the bar or whatever venue is going to respond well to. And I think what you really want to do is pick something that's familiar, but not too familiar. You know, something that'll make people go, once they realize what you're singing, "Oh, I love that song. I haven't heard it in a while, but I love it." You know, so they're going to hear it with fresh ears, no matter who's singing it. And so, yeah, so you don't want to pick the most famous, the most well-known hit of a particular band. You want to go something that's a little off the beaten path, not obscure, you know, not a deep track, but, you know, something that people haven't heard in a while. And the other thing to consider, especially, well, also along those lines, you want to go for something unexpected, but not too unexpected. Another good idea is, you know, you might want to do a gender flip. If you're a guy, sing a song made famous by a woman, or vice versa, or whatever, you know, something that is most well known for being sung by someone who is different than you, but, you know, within reason, make sure you're not getting offensive with any choice along those lines. And then the other really important thing to consider is you want something that'll have a bit of an evolution or a bit of emotional peaks and valleys, and that's often achieved by melodic peaks and valleys, songs that'll give you a chance to go high and go low, you know, ease into it and then really, really burst out loud. So that's what I'm looking for when I was looking through all these bands' songs to make my selections. So, okay, here we go. Now I'm going to start out with the Moody Blues because this was the easiest one to pick. I'm going to go with the easiest, from the easiest to the most difficult. So with Moody Blues, really there was nothing else to, it couldn't be anything else but Nights in White Satin.
Nights in White Satin, never reaching the end.
And I think that is their most well-known song. So you might say, oh, you're already going against your own recommendation. But I would say that I'm picking that one because if you're going with the Moody Blues, you're already making a selection that's a little off the beaten path. Because while current young people aren't too concerned about genre or too concerned about when a song was originally released, so they won't revolt if you pick something from the 60s at a bar frequented by 20-somethings. But I don't think the Moody Blues are too well known by the young people of today, unfortunately. There's always some young folks out there who appreciate things and have super deep knowledge of bands that were around well before they were born. But I think you don't want to get too crazy with the Moody Blues. I mean, maybe if you're at a place where it's mainly people in their 60s, you can go a little deeper, but Knights in White Satin is a good choice, irrespective of how well known it is. It does allow you to go big, let it all out, like the parts where it's, oh, how I love you. That's the key phrase, of course. And you can put the emotion into it and win over the crowd. I think that's you want to have those moments. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to Steely Dan, which is not the easiest band to karaoke along to, because it's a band whose pretty much every song they ever recorded had some very intricate arrangements. But we're talking about the instruments there. While their vocals were nothing to scoff at, they weren't as complicated as the instruments that you hold in your hands. They do have interesting vocals. Let's put it that way. So let's not get distracted by the all the jazzy influence. But there's pretty much every Steely Dan song has its disadvantages when it comes to karaoke. So I'm going to select one that probably has the fewest disadvantages, and that'll be Reelin' in the Years.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
This one's a little fast, almost talking during the verses, but then you come into the chorus and can kind of ease into it if you're not too, if you're not overly confident about your vocal skills. You don't have to go crazy with this one. Just stretch out those syllables. Are you reeling in the years? And there you go. Now, there are some somewhat significantly long instrumental breaks, a few guitar solos in here, but that's pretty much unavoidable when it comes to Steely Dan. And finally, we come to the big one, the lovable lads from Liverpool, the Beatles. And I'm just going to say, you can't pick just one when it comes to the Beatles. Could we just you could break it down and go, what's the best one from their early years? What's the best one from their later years? What's the best one from their psychedelic period? What's the best one for when each of the four of them takes lead vocals? But I'm going to step up to the challenge and pick just one out of everything. And the one that comes to mind is not Hey Jude. I think that would probably be a fairly popular choice, but I would recommend against that one because it's about 7 minutes long. You've got to, if you're going to pick a song that long, I think you have to know pretty much everyone at the bar for them to give you leeway to make that choice. It's a great song, very fun to sing along to, but other people are waiting for their turn to sing other songs. So I ended up choosing instead a much shorter song, and that is Revolution. You say you want a revolution. Well, you know. This one, you know, of all the dozens of Beatles songs you can go with, this one just popped into my head, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, that's one. You get to scream a bit. Well, you get to, you know, not necessarily scream, but you know, if you want to scream, you can, and totally blow out your voice. Or if you want to take it a little easy, you can still nail it with the emotion that John does in the original recording. And yeah, that's a fun one. It's a quick blast of energy, and the message behind it is an eternally important one. We've always got to be starting revolutions and keeping revolutions going in this world and probably all other worlds. So, yeah. That is the first edition of Karaoke Corner for you. If you listeners out there have any musicians in mind that you'd like to hear my karaoke-based opinions on, go ahead and send me some suggestions to our social media or to our entertainmentpodcast@gmail.com, and you might just hear me talk about them on a future edition of Karaoke Corner. In the meantime, keep your eyes open and your remotes handy. All right!